What's going on, and welcome back to Alex, the Alex Duenas podcast with the Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. Feeling like an outcast, feeling like your friends now think you're lame and you're boring because you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't hang with them like that. Look, people hate on what they gave up on, all right? The truth is, you're trying to get better, they notice it, and they're upset that you're not doing the things they know they shouldn't be doing with them, all right? Yesterday I had somebody on my TikTok message me, and they were telling me how like I motivated them to change, to improve, and they started making small improvements. But now now their friends are like calling him like lame or the boring one, oh, because he stopped drinking and he's eating better. And look, I know it can be hurtful. It can be very painful when the people that you thought were really there for your close friends now start ridiculing you because you decided to get better, because you decided to make some improvements in your life. And it's fucking like, bro, wait, come on, man. I'm trying to better myself. And here's the truth. They feel the same as you do. The difference is that you decided to take control. You decided to better your life and create some more self-control and discipline, because you know deep down you know you're meant for more. You know you can be more, and you have this urge to want to be more. And you know you can't get better with the same vices that have been holding you back. And so the minute you start to change, people start looking at you like sometimes you think you're better than us. And you are better than them. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. You're better than them because you're making better choices. That's it. Yeah, I'm better than you guys because I'm making better choices. I'm bettering myself. I'm deciding to make a choice that's going to benefit not just me, but my fucking family. He's the guy that messaged me. He has a kid. He has kids, and I think he's married. And I'm like, yeah, he's going to better himself. Like, see, we're so conditioned to think that it's okay to have to drink all the time with your friends. To like, oh, you have a beer cup. People just ignore it. People just like, oh yeah, they're out of shape. They're fat. They're overweight. Yeah, they're drinking poison every single fucking week. You know, it's whatever. But we're all at the bar having a good time. How was work? Talking about bullshit, bullshitting around. When everybody knows. Anytime someone's like in shape, and you look at them and say, man, I really need to start going to the gym. Everybody knows that. It's not even a like, well, maybe. No, everyone knows. Like when someone starts eating, like when someone's around you, they bring out something, a really good meal. It's the first thing people say is that, man, I really need to start doing that. Because everybody knows in the back of their head that their health is something they don't prioritize. And when they say that, you're just putting it in front of them and you're showing them how much of a fuck up they are. How much they're putting off the things they know they should be doing. And nobody likes to feel like that. Nobody likes to feel like they're not doing enough. Nobody likes to feel like they're it's like you're calling out their excuses right in front of them. By you not drinking, by you working out, by you making healthier choices, what you're saying is, I'm not making excuses, you are, bitch. And they don't like that. So that's why they have to like, oh, well, you're so boring. They have to, do you see how they defend themselves by attacking you? They're like, well, you know what? It doesn't even taste that good. Oh, that sucks. I would never give up my favorite thing. Shut the fuck up, Bill. Seriously, man. Seriously. And so you'll realize that when that happens, look, it used to happen to me all the time when I was a kid. Like when I would go to parties at 15 years old, 16 years old, I'd be around, like I'd go to these house parties and everybody would be drinking, everybody. And people would ask, you want to drink? You want to drink? I'm good, man. I'm good. I was so confident in myself not drinking because I was boxing at the time. I was wrestling at the time. I was lifting weights. And I'm like, no, dude, I don't really want to drink. And so I would see everybody drinking around me, and then I had one of the nicest bodies there. And I remember taking photos with some of the girls just because I'm like, yeah, let's take some photos because I look good, you know? And I'll never forget when I was at, I was at this island called Captiva with a few friends. I was about 16 years old, 16, 17 years old. And I remember this girl, I don't even remember her name, but we're all like playing like a flip cup or something like that. And she's like, you don't drink? This blonde girl. And I'm like, no. She's like, you don't drink? I'm like, come on, like, don't be boring. Like, come on, drink. I'm like, nope, nope. What do you have in your cup? I have water. And I would say it so confidently. I'm like, no, I held my line because I just, that's me. That's me. That's who I am. And you know what? I ended up sleeping with the girl. Yeah. I ended up sleeping with the girl. Didn't go as good as I wanted it to, you know. But, you know, that I was like 17 years old. but that was one time. But you see what I'm saying? Like, even though she was like, oh, wow, that's so, like, lame. Like, there's a level of respect. Because you're not like everybody else. You have self-control. It's like, damn, I wish... there's so many people say, oh, I wish I could be like you. Oh, my God, I wish I could just, like, not drink or I could not smoke. Because they know that it's a sense of losing control. Like, you don't even have self-control. You have to drink to feel better, to have confidence. And that drinking ultimately just comes down to, like, liquid courage, man. Because you let go of things. You, like, you don't care as much. But if you can do that when you're sober, forget about it, man. So don't feel, like, I'm not going to say don't feel hurt. Yeah, you're going to be hurt. It's just part of it. But look at it from a perspective of, like, man, they're insecure. You're either going to inspire people as you keep improving, or you're going to make them feel insecure. And ultimately, you're just making them feel insecure about the things that they can't seem to stop, even though they can. But here's the good news too, okay? As you keep improving, as you keep evolving, and this is why I believe in posting about things in social media, is as you keep improving, you keep evolving, and you start improving the quality of life, you start losing some weight, you start thinking better, you start having more energy, you start feeling better about yourself, they are going to notice it. And eventually they see some results, and you're going to have some friends come up to you and be like, bro, how did you do it, man? Like, how are you doing it? Like, I really want to stop. And you're going to notice that some friends are going to come to you that you thought were doing good, they acted good, but then they're like, no, I'm not really that good, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I'm having problems at home. I don't like myself. I feel like I'm depressed. And you're gonna be like, damn, bro. Like, and then what you can do from there is give them your best advice. Support them. Even if those people at first ridiculed you, maybe at first picked on you and just made fun of you because you started it. And now they see you actually doing it because they see that your life got better. Because if you're on this path of getting sober, eating better, working out, your life is going to get better. And everybody wants their life to get better. Is that not everybody has practice enough self-control and discipline to get their life to that point, okay? So realize that as you embark on this journey, take progress photos, like, remind yourself that, hey, this is part of growing. If people are having that resistance against you, good. You need that because that's going to help you grow mentally. And also, as you start growing and improving your habits, you're going to attract different people into your life because you're becoming a different person. Remember, be and become, you know, be and then the people come. So when people say, oh, I need to get better people in my life. No, motherfucker, you need to get better and then better people come into your life. You don't go, hey, how are you going to go hang out with people that work out and drink and don't drink, things like that, when you still have those habits? No, you have to earn your way to having friends like that by doing it at first yourself. Sometimes you can have some help. I have my clients, I help my clients, and they build a solid relationship with me. We build great relationships. So just know that, you know, this path that you're on, you are going to get some, you're going to be called names, you're going to be made fun of. Just know that the people hate on what they gave up on. They gave up on trying to get better. They gave up on quitting drinking. They gave up on eating healthier. You didn't. You're doing it. Be proud. Be strong, okay? Because remember this, a true leader, okay, not only stands for something, they stand against something. So you might have some stones thrown at you, but just know that they're only doing it because they feel insecure, okay? So keep your head up high. Keep pushing forward. Much love, fam.